Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Zayin, Psachim 77a, pagination page 153. We want to jump into a sugya here, the topic of Tuma Hutra B'tzibur or Tuma Dechuyahi B'tzibur. The concept in its basic form is that if a large segment of the Jewish people is Tame, ritually impure, you are allowed to bring certain karbanos, despite the tumah. If you hold hutrahi betzibur, that means it's mutter, it's permitted, it's a much stronger level of being permitted. If you hold dechuyahi, that means it's merely pushed away, you'll still be able to bring the karban, but it's in a much more sensitive, delicate, with lots of considerations. This topic, by the way, is one of the great topics regarding Hanukkah, when we know that the Maccabees were victorious against the Syrian Greeks, the Yevanim, and then they wanted to light the menorah, and they couldn't find kosher oil. The Syrian Greeks had purposely defiled all the oil that they found, and they were only able to find one cruse of oil. They lit the menorah with that tahor, pure cruse of oil, and it miraculously lasted for 8 days until they can get new oil. The classic question is, if they were indeed tamei from the war, and there was no oil available that was tahar, why couldn't they light the menorah simply bituma, even though they were ritually impure based on these concepts of Tuma Hutra or Tuma Dechuyahi B'tzibur, because it's a public situation? And certainly one of the answers is that the Maccabees were trying so hard to establish or reestablish Jewish observance without compromise. And they very much wanted to be able to light the menorah in purity rather than relying on such a leniency. They wanted to get it tahar, pure. So that's certainly a pivotal concept regarding the Yom Tov. But let's jump in over here and try to get a little bit of a taste of how this sugya of Hutra or Dechuya plays itself out. So we're starting slightly lower than midway on the page. The first words on the line are lo, and then kuf mem lamid kamash malon, and then we begin. Savruha, they thought. The luchule amo toma dechuyahi betzibur. That toma is merely pushed away betzibur. Uva inan tzitz l'ratzos, and it only works if the tzitz, that special forehead plate, is on the Kohen Gadol's forehead at the time that the incident occurs, because you need that as the kapara, as the atonement, to override the tuma. And that actually causes a bit of a discussion, what would happen on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol is only wearing 4 begadim during much of the avoda? What would happen if something happened in tuma? Would you be able to override the tuma because it's a public situation? So that's a discussion among the more advanced Mefarshim. But in any case, Dechuyahi B'tzibur would seem to go together with Tzitz L'ratzos, the Tzitz atones. The Lekatana D'shamet Le D'omer Tumah Hutra B'tzibur Ela Rabbi Yehuda. Because most opinions do not hold of Hutra B'tzibur, with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Tanya, as we learned, Tzitz. Whether the tzitz is on his forehead, whether it's not on his forehead, meratza divrei Rav Shimon, those are the words of Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, odeo amitzcho meratza, if it's on his forehead, it works. Eino deo amitzcho, eino meratza. But if it's not on his forehead, the tzitz is not the critical factor. Omer le Rav Shimon, kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim yochiach. Rav Shimon said, you have a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, it's not on his forehead, and it still works. Amar lo, and he answered, Hanach li Yom HaKippurim shetum hutra b'tzibur. Yom Kippur shouldn't worry you, because the Tuma is permitted because it's a public situation. Mechlal de Reb Shimon sava Tuma dechuya hi b'tzibur. Obviously, Reb Shimon was going that Tuma is only dechuya, it's pushed away, and you need the tzitz to complement the rule of Tuma dechuya to allow the carbon to be brought and to be validated. The Gemara continues and says, "Uduchuli alma enat tzitz miratza ala chilos." And even when we say that there's a case of tuma that's public, and therefore we allow it, but it doesn't work to allow you to eat from the karban. The leketana de shamatle de omar hatzitz miratza ala chilos elu Rabbi Elazar. It's only Rabbi Elazar who would say that you could eat. The Tanya, as we learned, Rabbi Elazar omar hatzitz miratza ala chilos. Rabbi Elazar says the tzitz validates even to eat from the carbon. You could literally make believe that nothing went wrong. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ena Tzitz Meratza Al Achilos. Rabbi Yossi says that the tzitz is not meratza on eating, and therefore, even though we would allow the carbon to be brought and to be valid in terms of that you fulfilled your obligation, but it wouldn't go so far as to allow eating from the carbon.